I have learned over these many years I have been fortunate enough to have been on this earth that there are three things which make up our world: dreams, memories, and reality. The dreams of time to come, the memories of the past, and the reality of the present. Probably all of us live partly in time present, in time future, and in time past. And unless our minds are not properly functioning, we have memories. And unless our minds are very dull, we dream. But only the present, what T.S. Eliot called the still point of the turning world, is reality. I have also learned living too much in the time future or in time past can be unsettling. We must accept the fact that as we continue to exist in time, we undergo constant transformation. And when we do, we learn and forget and change. This is ineluctable. The other day, I ran into an old friend of mine, and after a few pleasantries were exchanged, and each of us taking a few minutes to brag about our grandchildren and their accomplishments, he began to reminisce about all the good times he enjoyed with them when they were quite young. It became painfully evident that he was living too much in the past. We both became uncomfortable with the way the conversation was going, and we went on our separate ways. But then, I suppose his is a common ill humankind is heir to, this dwelling on days gone by. For most of us, these memories are happy or neutral, with a sprinkling of regrets. For all of us, there are things we said or did, or that were done or said to us we wish had not happened, but what is done, and there is no undoing it. It took me many years to realize this, but I've learned that dwelling on old errors and old faults and old images, real or perceived, is dangerous, and that it can unhinge reasoning. And I also think living in the future to the exclusion of the present is also harmful, although less so than living in the past. I think we all should look forward to something, strive for something, hope for something, but I think sometimes that too much daydreaming defeats ambition and hope. I believe also that if we are unhappily hanging on to what once was, or worse, to what might have been, we must let it go. I see the new year of 2012 looming there on the horizon, and I'm finding it unbelievable how fast the years have flown, almost with hallucinating speeds, since that warm spring evening that now seems eons ago, during high school graduation exercises. And the world was waiting to be conquered, or that part of the world that I was convinced I would conquer. I must admit, I'm facing this new year with feelings of nostalgia, and since I've already passed my 80th year on this earth, I think I have the right to these melancholy thoughts of another time, another place, when summers were longer and more adventuresome, and winters were a courier in eye's print. And Christmas was a time of holly-wreathed mistletoe wonder and splendor with dreams woven of magic. But I'm only holding on to these memories for a moment or two, and not too tightly, because I have come to the satisfying conclusion, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is only about a 3-iron shot away, and whether I arrive there or not, it doesn't matter, because this moment is here and now. And I must live in this present time and enjoy it to the fullest, realizing my life is a gift to be cherished and appreciated and used each day I'm on this earth. Even at this point in my life, it is my good fortune to still be busy with my profession. I have speaking engagements booked through March of next year. My commercial and voiceover projects are at a comfortable level, and I have no intentions of slowing down. I am reminded of Robert Frost's poem, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. He concluded that magnificent work with these words, I have miles to go before I sleep, and promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep. Of course, I am aware that sometime in the future, my time will run out, with no more miles to go. Then the process begins all over again, with a slight difference. Time will be insignificant.